The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. I came across an old proverb, and I kept it. I kept it because I didn't know how to use it. It's the funniest thing, but clever. It's called For Want of a Nail. For want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For want of a shoe, the horse was lost. For want of a horse, the rider was lost. For want of a rider, the message was lost. For want of a message, the battle was lost. For want of a battle, the kingdom was lost. And all for the want of a horseshoe nail. I like that proverb. At our house, we have a deck on the back, and you go down the steps, and there's an area there with pea gravel. You maybe remember playing in it in grade school, and it's kind of cushy to walk in and all. We put it down mostly so it would prevent weeds, and we wouldn't have to cut any grass. And we thought, this is really cool. It's going to save time and work and energy. Well, yeah. But we found out it comes in on the bottom of shoes. It gets in those little grooves in your shoes and you track them in. Or the dogs will bring them in their paws. And so we find these rocks, little pebbles and stones from this pea gravel all over the house. Well, the other day I was walking in my stocking feet and I stepped on one. Ow! Man, that one hurt. Just hit me wrong. Oh, I bent down, I picked it up, and I threw it away. Do that quite often, actually. Well, last night I stepped on one. I didn't want to bend down and get it. I was tired. I wanted to go to bed. And oh, what does it matter? There'll be more there tomorrow anyway. What's one rock? I'll just leave it. No, I didn't. I bent down and I picked it up. Oh, I didn't want to. Jesus saw a crowd coming. And he said to Philip, "Where shall we find bread to feed all these people?" Philip answered, 8 months of wages would not buy enough for each to have a bite." Andrew then spoke up, "Here's a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 fish, but how far will they go among so many?" I looked it up, and that was in the NIV. I looked it up in the English Standard Version. And Andrew's words were, "What are they for so many?" Sometimes we are that way, aren't we? We're just overwhelmed with the great multitude, the largeness of what's going on. And we conclude our little is just no good, not enough, not important. Even if you think about it as my smile, the word I might say to somebody, picking up a rock. What difference will that make to anybody or anything? Well, you know, what Jesus was telling us, this is in John chapter 6, and he was making this point to Philip and Andrew and all the disciples, is very simple. God uses us even in the smallest things. This little boy, 5 small barley loaves. And what is that among so many? Well, when it's with God, even when there's many, it's a lot. Because God does marvelous things. There's nothing too small in the sight of God, no matter what it is. Now, I'm not saying he's going to multiply what we do to feed 5,000 people. But I am saying sometimes we look at what we do as so small and insignificant, it doesn't matter. That's what I'm saying. No. No, because we don't know how God is going to use that and multiply it for his good. Again, whether it's a smile, a word of encouragement or friendliness, or God loves you. Yeah, those all can make a difference. For want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For want of a shoe, the horse was lost. For want of a horse, the rider was lost. For want of a rider, the message was lost. For want of the message, the battle was lost. For want of the battle, the kingdom was lost. And all for the want of a horseshoe nail. The thing about old proverbs is they ring true, because there's truth in them. And you know, there's truth in this one more than you might even realize. It didn't hit me until I was playing around with this proverb a little with my head, thinking about it, twisting and turning. The kingdom wasn't lost, but wrestled back by the mighty one, because he went into a battle. And the rider took his horse and the message into the battle. And the nail wasn't for a shoe of a horse, but the nail went into the hand of Jesus, nailing him to the cross. And you know, if our God did that, Jesus being true God, true man, did that, well then of course we are not insignificant. And then obviously the things we do are not small, but used by him. And that's what makes this proverb so true in our daily lives. Because Jesus did the great battle and won. And the message now is, in him we have forgiveness. And that means he's walking beside us and using the little things of life for his good. Dear Jesus, thank you that even the smallest and most insignificant things in our lives, you use, and you use them in such a blessed way to help other people, whether it be our smile, our words, or picking up a rock, or washing the dishes, or whatever it might be. Thank you that when we walk with you, and when you walk with us, we know it's not just a small thing, but it can add up to huge things. Because you are the architect, not only of the universe to have created it, but of the architect who makes things move, click, and come together. And we may find out, we might just be that little nail and that little horseshoe that did something down the road for your kingdom. Lord, use us today and help us to see all that we do, no matter what it is, mundane and simple and small as it might be, is used and blessed by you. Help us to see it and use it for your glory. We ask this, Jesus, in your name, trusting that you are our Savior, our Lord, and our friend. In your name we pray it. Amen. Love to hear from you. Even those mundane things, especially if you have a story of how something simple became something big, write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Or if you get the email notice, just hit reply. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus at not-alone.net.